All right, let's talk about the 2022 just released film Elvis, starring Austin Butler playing the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis Presley. The film also starred Tom Hanks as Colonel Tom Parker, Olivia DeLonge as Priscilla, and Kelvin Harrison Jr. as B.B. King. The film was directed by Baz Luhrmann, who also directed The Great Gatsby. I think he was a writer for Moulin Rouge, but I was not familiar with him. In this film, it's mostly told from the standpoint of the relationship between Austin Butler and Tom Hanks as Elvis and his manager. It was mostly about their relationship and kind of seeing what kind of guy Colonel Tom Parker was and how much influence that he had over Elvis. Elvis sort of, you got the impression from the film that Elvis basically substituted him as his father. He felt like he was a father figure to him. He loved him like a father. He cared about what he cared about him. Yeah. And in the film, Elvis's own father basically used him almost like a piece of meat just to go out there and get my money for me. Just, it was kind of despicable. This film chronicles Elvis Presley's life from when he was a young boy all the way up until his death. It starts off when he was young and he gets pulled into this church, traveling around, and he felt the spirit and he got all into it. And it was a black church, I think. They told the story that he grew up in the poor part of town and he had a lot of influence from the black community. And that was why he was into more soulful music and gospel and stuff like that further down the line when he grew up. The thing that I found most striking about this film was just how well Austin Butler fit into the role. I just was like, wow, he looks a lot like him. He sounds like him. He moves like him. How is he doing that? And I still don't think it was easy. He was definitely being an actor, but I found out that he is a 16th cousin twice removed from Elvis Presley. So anyway, I thought that was very interesting. Austin Butler's performance is what made this film. There's no one else that could have played this. I can't think of a single other actor that could have played this role and pulled it off as well as he did. From the dancing, the moves, the way he even did some singing, he played some instruments, his voice, it just sounded like him, he looked like him, and it was pretty incredible what they did. And then going on to Tom Hanks' performance, my understanding is that they had to put a fat suit onto Tom Hanks to make him fatter, which, thank goodness, because I was like, man, Tom Hanks has sure gotten fat, and what happened to all his hair, you know? We're like, wait a minute, I'm pretty sure they did this for the film. Sure enough, that's what they did. And thankfully, that was the case, because Tom Hanks, it doesn't look that bad. He doesn't look that bad yet. Hopefully, he'll never look that bad. They made him look like Colonel Tom Parker. Now, I never really remember what Colonel Parker looked like, but they definitely made him fatter for the role. And Colonel Parker seemed likable. He seemed likable enough. He was hell-bent on getting Elvis and structuring his career to do the things that he wanted Elvis to do to pay his gambling debts off. And that was sort of the angle that it took, that he was directing Elvis in that path that maybe wouldn't have been the best path. And in many ways, although you can say that Colonel Parker made Elvis's career, but at the same time, his association with Colonel Parker is probably ultimately why he passed away at such a young age, at only 42 years old. The reason why I said that, if you believe the events of the film, Colonel Parker basically gives Elvis some pills, they don't really say what it is, some uppers or something to keep him going. Even when he's feeling like crap and just wants to go lay down and rest. Nope, take these pills and get out there and just like a prize mule, you just go out there and earn your money for us. And so he started getting hopped up on drugs. Pretty sure that is what ultimately led to his demise, was all these drugs, not getting enough rest, and mixing those drugs probably with alcohol at some point, which ultimately caused him to have a heart attack and die at a young age. From my understanding, the other people that have seen this film, including Priscilla Presley and Lisa Marie, both approved and really liked the portrayal and this, and approved of the storytelling. So that might be the validation that we need, just to know that that probably was as close as you're going to get is to a true, almost like a documentary of what really went down. I wanted to speak to the emotional points in the movie. I thought there would be more. As an Elvis fan myself, I was sort of expecting to be hit more emotionally at certain spots. It certainly hit me a little bit when his mom passed away. And he was very, very, very hurt and sad when his mom died. So that I kind of felt that. And I think there was like when he divorced Priscilla, when Priscilla left him, I'm pretty sure those were true emotions that he was feeling. And it really hurt him at the time. And so that was kind of an emotional point for me. What didn't become an emotional point for me was when he passed away. And you would have thought that that should be the biggest emotional impact. Well, for me, it wasn't. It was a little bit sad, but it wasn't the most emotional point. And I don't know, for whatever reason, it just didn't connect on that emotional level for me when he passed away in the movie. They did show scenes from the real Elvis performing a song that he had played 2 weeks prior to his death. And that clip is on YouTube that anybody can watch. It was very interesting. And it shows Fat Elvis. I want to say Fat Elvis. Elvis went through a period where he gained weight and was bloated, but he was never really what we would consider in today's society fat or obese or anything like the clumps or anything like that. He was just, he didn't even have a beer gut. He was just a little bit bloated in the middle part of his body, and his face looked a little puffy. It might be a stretch to call him Fat Elvis, but a lot of people refer to him. There was Skinny Elvis, and then there was Fat Elvis. You're looking at a 20-year difference between those two. But anyway, that is the film. It was directed to perfection. It was acted to perfection. It was a very, very good movie. I do plan on watching it one more time and see what I can glean that I may have missed on the first viewing. I watched it over in the theater in Ontario at the Regal in the RPX. There wasn't very many people in the theater, unfortunately. Maybe a handful, maybe 10 to 12 people. It wasn't that many. But this film had overtaken Tom Cruise's Top Gun Maverick sequel off of the top spot, at least for this 1 week. I doubt it will hold. That Maverick seems to be an unstoppable force right now. It's over $1 billion worldwide. Having said that, of course, I give this film 5 stars. Thanks for listening. All right, I'm going to give you a personal story related to Elvis Presley. It has to do with his passing away. When I was a young boy, the news came in of Elvis's passing. It was in 1977. All I can remember is my mom, tears just rolling, just crying her heart out. So it really, really affected her. And of course, because she was crying, I was crying. So that is my major memory and the sad memory of the passing of Elvis Presley. Also, one more thing about Elvis. In effect, I sort of inherited property from my father, who had passed away. He had 2 really nice pictures of Elvis Presley. They're about 8.5 by 11 picture size. And I have them hanging up in my game room. I have a little Elvis corner. I have the Elvis clock my mom used to have. I have my dad's pictures. I got a little calendar now that my niece bought for me. And it's my little Elvis corner that I dedicate to him. And the film did go into his, once he was drafted into the military and got back, he went into this stage where he wanted to become a Hollywood star. Problem was that Elvis Presley couldn't act. He wasn't a great actor, but what he could do and what he did well on those movies, which are very cheesy but fun to watch, he could dance and he could sing his heart out, and that's what he did. And those films, essentially, when they come on, I like to watch them. They're fun to watch.